Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. This is becoming a habit.
Well,
we've got to have some warmer weather in here.
I know. I'm blaming it on the city council.
We blame them.
We blame you for everything else. We might as well pile on. Let's talk about a couple of issues. First of all, what I found interesting, got an email yesterday about a free job seekers event. Talk about that, Carol.
Well, actually, through some city announcements, I received a press release that the LEAP and the Capital Area Michigan Works were partnering to put on a regional recruiting event at the Lansing Center on Friday, April 8th. This event is open to job seekers. The opportunity is that you start off the day in conferences with attending preparational workshops that range anywhere from utilizing social media to job searches in how you put together your resume to small business and entrepreneur employment opportunities. And right now, when we realize how many people are looking for jobs, we try to make sure that we get that information out. And so I entered it on my blog, and hopefully people will be able to show up for this.
All right. Hopefully we can get some folks employed with helping promote this. Carol, I wanted to talk about medical marijuana. The country, the state are watching because a lot of folks are having challenges with how to deal with medical marijuana. You and I have talked many times how you think that the law was too vague. Now, whether it was made to be vague so that city municipalities would have the powers to formulate policies for these, that's for another discussion. But after East Lansing kind of figured out what they were going to do, how they were going to handle medical marijuana, where does Lansing stand on this?
Well, that's a good question, Tony. In fact, on Monday, we'll be having a public hearing back with our medical marijuana moratorium. And part of that was when we started this process, we received a lot of addresses of people that were added to the moratorium list. We didn't have an opportunity to check them out to make sure that they were zoned properly, whether they even needed to be on the list. During the last couple of months, the clerk has sent out letters to all the people that were on that list, as well as worked with our zoning administrator to find out whether those are in appropriate places. We started out with an original list of 67, and on Monday we'll have dwindled it down to 43 establishments that meet the proper criteria currently under the medical marijuana moratorium. And so we'll be passing that out and cleaning up that list. That had to be done first as we were working through this whole process. The city attorney has been working with some of the ordinances that are out there. There's been one in Ann Arbor and then recently East Lansing. We're very close to, in the next week or two, having his draft so that we can start working through that process and going line by the ordinance and looking at some of the things that are in that. And it's similar to East Lansing's, but again, they didn't have any establishments there when they did theirs. We do, so it's part of the consideration that we have to have as we're putting this together.
When do you hope to have this wrapped up?
Well, our deadline is July 1st. I'm hoping that we'll have it done before that. That was the date on the moratorium, and we're not looking to change that date. We've done a lot of research. We've sat with not only the businesses that are out there and the caregivers, but we've also listened to neighborhoods and other businesses that surround our current establishments. So we've heard some of the things that people are looking for and are dealing with, and even some of the restrictions that responsible businesses that are doing this want to see so that It makes it safe for patients that are coming into these establishments and needing the medical marijuana for their purposes. So we are working away on this. And every day there is some court challenge out there and some decision that we have to take into consideration as we're putting this together that have made some changes and have put some precedents forward with the legal system.
All right. Carol, I wanted to ask you about Briggs Smith, who is the Lansing City Attorney. Has he been helpful to the City Council as you have so many items to work your way through?
Well, you know, when you look at the amount of committees that we have and different ordinances out there that we look at, let alone just asking for legal opinions, the city attorney's office is always bombarded with issues, along with the fact that they're in prosecution and prosecuting our ordinance violations and things like that. So it's a very busy shop there, and a lot of people doing a lot of work that helps the city as we move forward.
All right. Thanks, Carol. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you.